I think it's an undeniable principle of life that whatever is in your heart will come out of your mouth or will be displayed in your actions. Indeed, we do speak of it that way. If children are unruly, they're acting out. It's not what they do that makes them unruly. It's that they are unruly children and they act out the unruliness that's inside. And so we have the actions that we don't like. It's the same way with adults, really. Whatever is inside will eventually come out. Even if we are able to suppress it or put on a good show, the pressures of life will come on. And when we are under pressure and when the circumstances are just right or wrong, however you want to say it, our actions will come forth. Purity of heart. Jesus has just said in his Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are the pure in heart." Why are we happy? Why are we blessed? If our heart is pure, then our actions will be right, and we will be people who abide by the law of God, loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourself. Jesus said he came to fulfill the law. He came to fulfill it with love and purity of heart. If we love God, we're going to do what he says. If we have a pure heart, then our actions will be good. That's why Jesus could say that unless our righteousness should exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, who thought themselves to be perfect keepers of the law, Jesus said, "You shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven." It's because of this purity. The Pharisees were seemingly right on the outside, but inside they were impure in their thoughts, in their motives. Listen to what Jesus said about it. In Matthew, the 5th chapter, the 17th through the 22nd verse. "Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or tittle shall pass away from the law till all be fulfilled. Whoever therefore shall break the least one of these commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard it was said of them of old, 'You shall not murder,' and whoever shall murder shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, 'You fool,' shall be in danger of hell fire." O Heavenly Father, I give you great praise. You are the one who is holy. You are the one who is perfectly pure. O Lord, I need purity of heart. I cannot bring this on myself, Lord. I get so frustrated when I try to work this up in myself and be right, and every thought that comes, everything that's in my heart, all my motives, I need some help. I need you to help me, Lord. I need that purity from you. And I'm praying right now, Lord, make my heart right. Those blasphemous words that are bouncing around in my head, Lord, can you take care of those? Can you change my mind so that when the pressure is on, I don't use those? Can you take the anger that's within me and somehow help me deal with that and take that anger away so that I'm not hurting people? Can you, Lord, somehow help me deal with the lustful thoughts that I have and the lustful temptations? Make me a person who is moral on the inside so that my actions will be moral on the outside. Please help me, O Lord Jesus, I pray. My faith is in you and your power and in the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.